Did you wanna take a look at comments? As well. Yeah. Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay, all right, see you. Okay. Yeah. One thing that I was wondering, is there standard control that you use to connect the different things? Like if you're in a topic and it goes and highlights the topic in the text or whatever, is there a particular type of control that, like, is there one of these NXT or sorry, Knight controls, NOM or? Okay. You haven't had to build any new windows to do that sort of thing, like other topics or, well, we're gonna do one for speaker, I guess, and all the rest, right? Or no? No. Well, okay. When we talk about speaker characterization, how are we accessing the list of speakers?
The speaker data processing is fine, but I would like to, if you want to do the GUI for it.
You don't.
No.
Okay.
If someone would really want to do that,
yeah, I was thinking that.
Right.
Tell me how you want the data presented. Because let me tell you, because at the moment, I've created two classes. One represents speakers, one represents the meetings. And the information about both is contained within each object. So, and then it writes objects, and the objects contain all the information about the meetings and the speakers. So the speakers that are at the meetings, and then when they speak, and then the averages are contained with the speakers. So it's two separate classes.
Okay, yeah.
And they're two different objects, and you can really call, you can write, it writes the objects, and you call the objects back, and then those returned objects have all the information that they need, and then you can call methods to return whatever you want.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Or everything, but that's what I wanted to know, what's the easiest way to have data.
So, have you already calculated all this data, or what are you supposed
yeah,
to do?
It's basically all calculated.
Oh, right.
Okay.
And all stored as objects, so dot object files.
Alright.
Okay.
Which means you can just call the, in our null construction, and call the load, and then call it down, and you can create a list of them, or vectors, and you
Okay.
But that's what I wanted to know, what format do you want the data to come back in? Because it can come back as almost anything.
Yeah.
Actually,
I know that might also help, like when he was talking about like have an architecture that things are going to plug into. I mean, so that things are all modular. I mean, it would be a good idea if we use that same idea for anything else we do. Well, what else are we doing? Actually, even the searches or whatever, just any sort of thing. I mean, search results, if they're all in a predictable thing with a name, certain properties or a list of properties, a vector or whatever.
So I can have it so that it returns you a, because at the moment the main data structures are hash tables for the meetings that say, it's got one that says percent, it's called percent talk, one's percent noise, and one is percent participation. And then it's got a link, it's got the speaker's name, and then it's got their percentage for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it can either come back as a, you can have the hash table, or you can have it returned as a vector, and it will say noise, it's just a string, noise, X percent. We'll say a vector is, I don't know, whatever. You can either have it, you could have it like an embedded vector or array of strings, and each one represents one person, or whatever.
Right.
What the easiest thing to do,
Yeah. Just a matter of deciding what would be easiest.
Yeah, exactly.
all the way around. I mean.
So what we'll whenever we open a window for one speaker,
see that's the key. How do we generate the idea? If it's in that format,
yeah.
That speaker. Speaker is the controlling thing, not So all of this, all that's calculated as well as to the speaker inputs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's easy. So I'm quite amusing actually. The influences are. I lived in Germany for 6 months. Don't know that. Anyway.
Oh.
Time to read the Brits.
Right. Okay. Strange.
So then, does this, how is this box populated? Is it populated by the one present or the one highlighted?
The one present.
The one present.
Although we could do.
Because at the moment I'm using, there are methods that say, for our using for other talk to task pressing, and it says like, get talk time, and you take a name. So that, that would call that. Called the meetings method that's a return that and populate that, which would be an easy thing to do. In the same for
that. I mean that would be implementing what you said, that you wanna see per topic, you wanna see which one spoken most, something like that. So you can zap through these topics.
Meetings. Yeah.
And it would come up with how much they spoke and you could pick the one that
that would be easy as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just leave in lots of methods that just return one number at a time.
Yeah.
That'll be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So, random things like just return talking time.
Yeah. Get talking time. I think it's good.
So each time are you going straight to the XML files for the information? Or
no, it's still as an object file.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see. Okay, right. Right, okay. So that's all just pre-processed and just, okay. Yes. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. That's cool.
If you call a null constructor, because if you call the proper constructor for each meeting, it goes off and does all the processing and stores
load. Yeah, right.
And then if you call a null constructor, then you can call load, you can call load on whatever one or whatever.
Is it for the entire corpus, or is it just like individual ones, like one object for?
One object
okay, that's nice. Oh, each meeting, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I
wonder if that would be useful for some of the other stuff we're doing. Well, no.
Just it tells you who participated at the moment, it tells you who participated and the amount they participated.
Right, okay.
In percentages.
Okay.
Can you put in there what topic you're speaking on as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That would cause a problem with anything that wasn't annotated with topic.
Or just return a null or a blank or a blank string or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some default outlines actually. Yeah.
All right.
Because at the moment if you right click on the topic window on one of the topics, you have the option of popping open a window which gives you a list of all the meetings containing that topic.
Yeah.
So
okay, right, yeah, that would be a problem, and then you could do a search over the meeting, over the objects. Because that's the thing, these are so small, they can load each all of the whole lot up and do a search over the whole lot to find who participated in
the
no problem,
right.
Or what topics were in there.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So how would you calculate that? Would you do the summarization as you populate it?
What,
you know,
the global statistics comes straight off of that, don't they? Because they're just for the meeting.
Alright, so that is all stored together.
The speaker class knows about all of that stuff.
Alright. Okay.
And the meeting class knows about
that
stuff.
Sounds good. So have you done these yet?
No, I've other ideas.
You just
got to
decide on what
we want. I thought the other stuff was more important than so I did that first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all usable now, can I do it tonight?
No, design a good first. And the if I gave you it now and you worked on it and then I changed it and ran the thing again, you wouldn't ever be able to load the objects back up. You'd have to, and then you'd have multiple copies of objects where you go and you get.
Well, let me know when it's sort of usable.
But if you want to make a picture, you can do that without anything.
What do you mean a picture?
Just the image.
Yeah, just
that. That, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not going to take
that doesn't take
Okay.
Well, I won't take that to but I'll need to have done all this stuff too first. Because otherwise it'll get too
confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So where is that stored in the
right somewhere on the
directory. On your home directory, not in the
no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait for me to put it in.
Actually, I can upload my stuff as well. I just have to make one change to your file just to load this one instead of the default.
Oh.
So it's two lines of code.
Okay.
So.
Are you wanting to write that in directly or what?
What do you mean?
If you want to change my code.
Well, yeah, just the one thing that's like the action for loading up the search thing.
Do you want to change that, the original embedded file in?
Or? Yeah. Well, your version, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I did it in my directory, just to do that.
Okay, so
yeah.
Not a copy of it.
I have a copy, yes.
Okay.
But I was going to update that one just because, it just makes sense that then you can test it, right.
I usually work on my own copy.
Right, yeah, and then update. Yeah. I haven't made any changes to it yet, so, yeah. I'll just make that one and let you know. Because, like I say, two lines of code.
Yeah.
If that, so. Anyways, and then you can play. There's not much to do yet. Have to get better results, like better presented. Yeah. Yeah. And just to wire in the topics and what's going on, summaries. So, yeah. That's
fine.
Well, also, like that as well. So, yeah. So I just want to find out what kind of objects those were that for the other ones. So it goes in and highlights because that's, I know.
For any text area, whatever it is, they define some handy highlights on that. So you've got different highlights. Just look at the what they wrote about it. They've got like user highlights, selection highlights, so you can quite easily, if your text area is called area, you just do area dot set highlights or something.
Okay.
Like that.
All right.
That's the way I did it too.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. So yeah, just a few more things to do with that, and then once Pernilla gets the index, then that's gonna be kind of fun. Like I'm just wondering, have you had to? Well, the way you're doing, I was gonna ask if the way you were doing it, you were loading like a new corpus each time for each meeting, but you're doing the object, so you don't need to. Just because if we do have to, like if the inverted search says that there's 10 documents, are we gonna have to load each of these 10 corpora just to do the individual next? NXT search.
That way it doesn't crash in time, though you're turning one crashing.
Yeah, I think probably, yeah.
It's a bit dumb if you can fool it. If you load up 10 different engines simultaneously, it can do that.
Are you serious?
Can't do them if it picks any one, because then it's about the amount that each. You have to kind of call a new class and then it will.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't
write
one.
That's insane. Okay. Right, okay. Okay.
Alright, well I've been doing some random pop up windows for the speaker cat possession, which is good, so I'll fill that in now.
Okay.
The windows are all there now after.
Oh, they're done, are they? Okay.
Well, just the pop up.
No pop up.
It's different, yeah. Because it basically has to set up 10 pop up windows in memory, as in already initialize them, because there might be 10 speakers.
Okay.
So have to have
Oh. Or just, or is it more like right. All right, yeah, exactly. It doesn't take too long though. We have to, you know, while we're debugging, we'll probably be getting sick of it. But no, or something that just sort of guides them to the most obvious things. Yeah. I was just going to ask if we should assume that they'll want to load a meeting first, but not necessarily. I guess if they're doing a search on the entire, you know,
yeah,
corpus.
I think they should have two options. Either load up a meeting that they choose, or do a search.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
You've got the results, you click on something and
stupid NFT says it would need you to have a meeting ready before we start doing
it. Right. Well, we can put the logic in there, yeah. I could probably even, that shouldn't be too hard to put a check in there. And if it hasn't loaded, then force them to load one.
Yeah, which we, it doesn't, that way you could use the inverted file search to return a list of meetings and then use one of those to load a search.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't.
Can you not get this non-object?
It has to be an observation. And even if you go, you can go and search the whole corpus from that, but you have to have, it has to start with something for some bizarre reason. The engine, there's only one. There's only one search method to the search
yeah.
engine.
Mm-hmm.
The engine class only has
I
one.
I suppose we wouldn't want to use, we wouldn't want to use NXT to begin with because we don't want to search locally.
Yeah, totally.
So
unless they know what meeting it is. Well, yeah, it's hard to.
Then they would open meeting class, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they have two options, either pick one meeting or search globally to find a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, or well, the things they may just be looking for a word, and you know, like, and if it shows up 10 different meetings, then at that point they'll probably want to, like, do we want to, like, if it by default goes with the first one, and they want number 5 of the ones that are returned, I mean, then they have to go through the. Well, no, like to load up, like the thing is, I think, like when it loads up, it'll load up the transcript window and the whatever other window. Right now, I think just the topic ones, although the time is probably more. Caused by loading the actual data. So I'm just thinking if it's kind of, like you were saying, you have to have a NOM object, right? I mean, before you do a search at all on this. Yeah, okay, right, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but the, okay, the global one feeds into the local. So if we're getting any usable data, it's going to be doing a search on each of those files. So it's going to be loading up each of those one at a time to get the data that we want to.
The global inverted file search gives the NOM object basically to the local search.
Right. But it could be time consuming, like if there are 10 documents that hit with this thing.
And it gives one at a time anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking of some way we could, you know, cache the results and, you know, nice little format that'll make things a bit easier. But the thing is, I mean, if we've got that, then it's going to be needing really much, really to load the entire corpus for that meeting. If it's trying to show us where those were, if it's trying to highlight those in the text, transcript, or whatever, right, we're going to have all that other data in there. So each time when we have the search window and we have, like, you know, 10 different meetings, you know, the word wireless comes up, go to meeting one, then it has to reload the NOM object. Next one. I mean, that's going to. That
it's
could be,
though,
yeah.
It's not too bad,
okay. Right. It always seems to be slow loading up the first time, at least. Like, that's all I've
Yeah.
been doing lately is just sort of loading it up, test it, try something else, and shut down, load it up. So,
Yeah.
just sort of based on that as well. Yeah. But if it doesn't take that long each time, then that should be all right.
I mean, you can, you know, the option is to do a search in the way that if you do a global search, first as a first step, only return the meetings, as in the, not even the
Yeah.
meetings, but the name of the
Yeah,
meetings.
right.
So, you know, say you want to search for the word language, then it gives you as a result all the meetings that contain the word language. And then you can decide, well, I want to search on this and this and this
Yeah,
meeting,
that's
or
true.
only on this meeting, or
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
That
make it strings for as long as possible, and then only
Yeah.
return things when they absolutely or it means to have to search for
Yeah,
the meeting.
that makes sense. And that way, if they know specifically which meeting it is, and
Yeah.
that'll save the time. Because I'm sure they don't want to have the extra loading time either, if they can avoid it.
Definitely.
So yeah, or they could check mark against the ones they want to check, so.
Did we think about better names for the meetings?
I think they were in the text. We can probably do that ourselves and just sort of BDB, you know, just do
There is,
a
yeah, I think
string.
that in one of the papers they have names
Yeah, the long names.
for
Oh, do they
Yeah.
intend to
Group
say that?
yeah.
Starting or
Like
whatever.
the working group that it's part of.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
I probably
We should
even
use
might
that
have
then.
it here.
Better understanding
Yeah.
That's a working group.
Yeah,
I
I love
want to see the meetings about even better understanding.
that. Yeah.
See if it's accurate.
So yeah, I've put that in already to school. So yeah, again, concretely to the startup warnings window.
So who would have the IDS, I mean the DS, document frequencies for each one?
Well,
Do you actually need the frequencies?
yeah, to do what Steve's talking about, I guess.
Yeah.
To do the topic
Oh,
label.
right, that right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, how is that? I mean, do you think you'd have time for that as well?
Well, thing is, if it's being done,
Someone had done the keywords
there was.
the IDS or the DS already with
Yeah.
the two modules.
There's a class she was trying to get to work on Friday. That did have all that, and it was sort of built in, and just had some trouble getting it running properly. But it had sort of all that standard sort of stuff. But it last I heard, it wasn't working. So she was going to look at, more straightforward sort of thing that really just fulfills what we need it to do. But if we need the if we do need the frequencies,
Can you
then
do an inverse parse search without the TF IDS?
I don't know.
Thinking of
Well, it would have been like a list
DF
of
stands for
the amount that they occur over certain documents, basically. The amount the
what's it stand for?
DF is the document frequencies, the amount that each word occurs. No, what is it? Term frequencies, the amount that it occurs in each, one of them is the amount that occurs in each document, and the other one is the amount that occurs generally. So if you so the more it occurs in specific documents compared to its general score, the better more informative it is about the
So
sentence.
the general score, would that be for the whole language or
For your
the
corpus,
corpus, yeah.
the
So yeah, probably term frequency. Yeah,
data?
so the
Frequencies.
general one is
That's a stop list, so you remove stuff that
yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
that it might get and then which is gonna have a basically
Sorry.
an equal score.
So what would the if we had the these
One
fake topics, what would they look like?
bunch of keywords.
Bunch.
That'd probably be easy.
Just a list of like keywords or something.
Yeah, keywords pretty
Actually,
straightforward.
what's the I in TF-IDF?
Inverse.
Oh, okay.
Term frequency inverse document frequency. I did do it once. I do have a Java class that does it for
All right.
something. I don't know whether it'll work for this, but
All right.
Because that would be really handy then. You can actually test it on the user as opposed to just doing
Yeah.
it and not using it. Because if you just have the segmentation, that's great, but
Yeah.
we can't compare it to the hand annotated, you know, the hand segmented.
And also, keywords give you a whole new type of search. You can do keyword search, but you could do keyword search, could be topic search, couldn't it? Could be the same thing. Instead of, it would just search for keywords when they're telling it that suggestion the topic for actually keywords. For each, presumably. I suppose, even bit is that's probably easier to calculate them based upon in their whole occurrences in the corpus than it is to calculate them per topic, because you don't have to integrate as much.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you can do search without TF-ID if you just can't rank the search.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking.
Do we need to? I mean, we're just looking. Oh, for your stuff, I guess.
No,
yeah,
no,
for
no,
a topic,
no,
but.
That's what, isn't that what the idea was in the first place? Rank the results. So that.
Sort of, but the main idea is more like to just clean it up, speed the search up, because NXT will like
yeah.
Hold the corpus and just clean.
Yeah.
That might slow it down. Ranking might slow it down.
No, the general inverted file.
Yeah.
Oh,
it still uses an inverted
yeah.
file, but it ranks the results
yeah, yeah,
by
yeah.
the amount, by
that
the
just
time.
Be nice extra.
Yeah, I thought that was part of it.
I don't think we had that in the document. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know.
But yeah, I guess if that's not part of it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have time.
Yeah, nice to have. Right. Well, I don't know, actually, because the thing is, I mean, typically,
yeah.
But the thing is, we're just looking for when it happens in a meeting. If they're looking for a particular term or something, they just want to know if that term exists there and where does it exist and I want to see it.
Yeah,
yeah.
How informative, that TF-IDF is an informative score, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
If you search for language and you return, basically all of them,
okay.
You want to see where they actually spoke about it, where they just mentioned
but
it.
But if it's like a two-word term, does the TF-IDF handle that? It's not a compound noun, it's just two words together. And I don't know. I don't know. Just something like Edinburgh University. Yeah. Well, essentially, I don't know. Or sunny day.
Yeah.
Let's not make it more complicated. Yeah. Because the thing is that the way we were doing it, we were just looking for the words period, each word in the index. Well, that's the way we were thinking about it. And then it's just saying, were these two words in any of these documents? And then if it was, then we go closer and do the NXT search.
Yeah.
To look for the exact term or the regular expression or whatever.
I guess just do some of the individual TF-IDF for each term return, and
yeah.
That generally will be a bit crude, but it will give you a score, and the higher, the more informative each term is for each thing, it will give you a high thing. It's pretty crude anyway, it's just looking for, if it's all it's going to do is look for separate, because then it's going to go into the NXT session.
Yeah, or we choose the list of meetings that we want it to search to do that,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, I'm just wondering if it's going to give us something cool, then, yeah, absolutely. But if it's sort of like, if the NXT search has still got to be run to find these terms or these, these patterns, then, or also, like, do wildcards work for something like that? So if you're looking for wireless, wired, wire, blah, 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 you do wire with a star and, no?
Yeah,
that's actually, that's a problem for me, too, so, or Pranilla, I mean. Yeah, because
the idea is that giving an informative score, how you combine that is up to you. I guess there's lots in the literature.
Actually, it should work, yeah. Okay, that's not too bad.
There's a whole load about it in London and Shoots.
Right.
A whole chunk about it. So just IR is basically.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I've got a good chapter. If you haven't got it, it's on Comic.
Yeah, I've got somewhere. PDF. Yeah, what was, yeah, do the PDF, switch it to PostScript, switch it back to PDF, and then. okay, so that's, okay, that might be good. Okay.
So,
oh, I thought, it was sort of this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. who attended, yeah. Probably for the most part. I mean, there'll be a set of people that do, and then a subset for each meeting, probably.
Yeah, just to give them an idea, a general idea of what there is, so they can pick up.
Search for stuff or start working, or browse. Okay, like search, browse. Like if you're looking for something specific, like is that what you're thinking? Like if they know exactly where they want to go to, you know, that meeting on December 3rd, and they just want to go there and see stuff, then they can immediately go and browse that.
Yeah, I want to look at the meeting where so-and-so spoke.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Browse by meeting, browse by blog, browse by speaker. Like, no, I'm just thinking of different ways we can do that, like different buttons on the top. Like, if they're looking for a particular person, particular working group, particular whatever, I mean, we could break things down like that to that level of detail if we want, or we could keep it more general. Yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, initially when they load up, what are the range of things that they'd want to do? Like, if they're part of X working group, they'll want to get in there. Do we want to save preferences? Well, if they're part of BDB working group, they're going to want to look at the BDB ones, and so default to that, or I don't know. Based on what they did the last time? Yeah. Yeah, okay, right. Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's, yeah. Right. What was that? Yeah, exactly. I forget. Right. Okay, well, no, I'm just getting back to sort of what could be on the startup screen. Like, there's just a range of things we could do. We could have, like, search options, browse options. I mean, just, I don't know, just playing around with ideas. And then we can tie this into our evaluation tasks and say, well, if you want to search for a meeting or search for a user in a particular meeting, then do this, blah, blah, blah. So we can, you know, sort of, you know, guide them. It's just like, hey, my task is to do this, and there's a button for it. Oh, perfect. You know? You know? I don't know.
Yeah, it would be quite good if it has, yeah.
I wasn't going to put any, you know, any help in there, any sort of explanation of how that works.
No, no, that's not what I'm suggesting. No, I'm just saying, like, these are just, like, a lot of programs, well, kind of lame programs do have that sort of thing first, just because they don't want people to have to go through all the menus and search themselves and just like do commonly used tasks or just exit and just let me use the program, you know, as well. So,
but I mean, the main thing what you want to do is to view anything, right?
Probably, or search something.
Search. Yeah, or search.
Yeah.
So, even if it just said two things, you said one said take the to this meeting, have a text page, or drop down menu, and then another one that said search. That loads
Yeah, like find specific meeting. Yeah, that's an easy sort of thing.
Yeah, or one.
Yeah, that all happens in the search.
Yeah.
Basically, either the user knows which meeting he wants to look at, or he doesn't, and then he searches for one that
fits his criteria.
It's just that search is the default, just it opens in the search window, and that's the interface. And you just go from there.
Yeah.
And then that brings up the browser after the search or something. Or with the search, but the search window could have on it something that said just as a drop down menu that says just and a go button that said take me to this.
Oh, I see.
So the
inside the search window. Yeah,
yeah, so the only thing that comes up when you finish is a, when you start, it's just one window like that. And it's got all the search stuff like down there. So this is a search.
Mm-hmm.
Just all here. And here it's just go to wherever and the go button. And then from there, it takes you to where you're
going. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. At the top, it says welcome to our browser.
Yeah, welcome to our browser. But I'm unsure about how to put all the information in there.
Drop
Well, we don't actually have usernames, do we? Aren't there all these codes like ME11 or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah.
In a case like that, we do want drop down. We don't want them to type them, do we? Okay. And allow multiple? No. Okay, you're just looking for one specific speaker, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, for speakers. Oh.
Is that complicated?
No, it's not at all.
A tool tip?
I'm not trying that
yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that very... Is that not annoying? If you have to...
Get out of the bloody way.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But that's why you could just have a list of your users then. And you just say, I want to look for this user. Great. Find me, and then it pulls up a list of all the ones who got that user. And then you search for them. But then you do a search. Maybe just leave it. Just have them deleting names there. And don't worry about the speakers. If they're doing speakers, they're doing search. It's not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, just yeah, that's like nice and easy. Yeah. Right. Just, yeah. It's just, but it's, I think in that case it's the right corpus. Is that what it is? Writable
yeah,
corpus
right
or something?
Right
yeah.
Not right corpus, and then you got not right elements.
Yeah.
Right
yeah. Yeah. And the NXT something. Oh. Right.
You go back enough. The what's the name of the game? The APIs are right, but there's not a lot of description.
Yeah.
It's very good. Most of the descriptions are hints to each other saying,
yeah.
You've got to update this, Jonathan.
Yeah.
This is unintelligible.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Just a set of returns a N text box. Okay, what's that? No, it's an
yeah.
Implementation of an N text box.
Area, yeah.
What's that? Oh, it's an extended version of it. Oh, it's going.
Yeah, drive you crazy. Oh, my God. Not really. Just going to keep on going. Like Friday afternoon or something?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to do quite a bit of work this week, so I'll probably want to
do that. Yeah, I should have
to do that. Okay. And we won't have to have the meeting with Steve on Tuesday, or at all. So, do we want to arrange this, get this one earlier, maybe? Three or earlier? I don't know.
Well, we can just discuss on Friday.
Yeah, that's true. True. Okay, yeah, sure. Possibly. I don't know. Usually by then. So need a break.
Yeah.
although, well, I don't know, because it's the lab and try and get some work done.
Yeah.
for the lab stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then to do.
Friday morning?
Or 3 o'clock? Or no, or you want to get out? Get away. Okay, right. Because I think she's got a class at 11. We've all got class, well, three of us have class at 12. Could go, but.
So you say 3 o'clock and then if there's a serious.
Or if we could try one, we could try shortly after. Well, yeah. Well, it wouldn't be a long meeting then. Or no. Would you want to? No, probably not. If one's bad for you, then we won't. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Can we just repeat briefly what we've spoken about? So we've done the progress on the speaker characterization. Who does the speaker characterization? We mentioned topic labeling with keywords.
Yeah.
We discussed if the set should be ranked. And Michael, do you have anything?
There's just sort of the basic implementation stuff that I was wondering about, but no, it should be fine. It's just progressing. Did we decide whether it should be ranked? No? For now?
Well, basically, not unless you've got time.
Yeah, well, I kind of think it would complicate things quite a bit and not bring us a lot, just because if it is, like, independently doing the words for a particular document, it's not really getting them together. Like if someone's looking for a particular term, I don't know. I just don't know if it would bring us that much.
I think it would.
How so?
I think
if they're looking for, like I say, sunny day, and you know, sunny shows up in this document, day shows up, but they're not together, or if they are together, I don't. It just doesn't. You're looking for that term, and relevance is kind of irrelevant because if the term shows up, it shows up.
No, but for things like if you search for language, then you have some topics which have as a, you know, some meetings which have as a topic language, they specifically speak about language and they use that word like in every sentence. And then you've got those that just mention it briefly like once or twice saying, you know, my language is German.
Right. In that sense, for single word, yeah.
For multiple terms, unless you want to do something, there will be a way of doing it for multiple terms.
Yeah.
For multiple terms, we can just.
Well, create new. Yeah.
Yeah. You could do it and override it by the. You could just ignore the ranking if it doesn't show up together.
Yeah.
Or you could.
But you still have to do the search. You still have to do the NXT search then, right?
Yeah,
if it doesn't show up.
So it doesn't fit together.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
well, it wouldn't show up on the search results if it didn't exist together. So. Yeah. Okay. We'll have to talk to Pernilla about this then, just because see how she's doing this. Because if we are using that, I mean, it does make sense for that. But Yeah. Well, that's sort of what it is. Yeah, that's true.
If the one that you got just happened to be at the bottom, it was actually the most relevant one.
Well, the thing is also, I mean, if it's, well, yeah. Yeah, okay, I see what you mean. And then we could actually put that, like, on the list of meetings that get returned. If there were 15 meetings of languages in, then it's going to show you those and rank them as to which is the highest. So, okay, I see that.
And also, with something like Sunny Day, if Sunny and Day aren't mentioned together a lot,
Well, the thing is, I mean, that'll be exactly how we're doing it now. Like, we're just looking for the two words separately, see if they exist in the same document. If they do, then there's a possibility that they occur together. And then we do the NXT search on that document.
Yeah, but you have no ranking system at the moment.
Yeah,
so
no.
Something's an amazing, highly ranked thing from the TFRD, if it could just be ignored because it falls off the bottom of it. I presume you only have, you return all results for all, say you type language and it returns 75 meetings.
Well, right now it's not doing anything, so I don't know what it's doing, but yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but there are, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, if you return 75, where do you stop? How do you rank them or something? Well, if
yeah.
20, even if it's 20, do you cut it off?
Yeah.
Do you rank them, do you
yeah, that's true. Okay.
What's the question?
Look through them all. I think so. Again? Yeah.
Have you looked at the SP2?